It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, even though it's not my intention, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum and I are going to try to put you to sleep this next 10 minutes. So, all right, Jacob, I'm just going to get right to it because sometimes I would just like to hear you and I, or you mostly talk for much more than 10 minutes. 10 hours wouldn't be enough. But I do think, I mean, and I certainly used to abuse this lovely thing that we have in our lives when I was younger, but I think sleep is one of the best anti-aging medicines and quite honestly, one of the best medicines around. Would you agree?
Well, absolutely. And in fact, science has shown that women who have sex more often look 10 years younger. Now, one would think maybe it's because they look 10 years younger, but no, the thing is that there are three main ways to make growth hormone. That's sex, sleep, and exercise. And all of those make the fountain of youth hormone. So, yes, if you can sleep your way to skinny and young, you can sleep your way to all kinds of good things that make good health. So, yeah, definitely a good idea to get your beauty sleep.
But let's talk about the scope of the problem. I mean, as far as I'm concerned in my practice, boy, when I go to assess somebody's sleep-wake cycle and particularly how they sleep, not only getting to sleep but staying asleep and if they wake up rested, this is a huge issue.
Absolutely. 70 million Americans are estimated to have sleep problems, including insomnia, restless leg syndrome, sleep apnea, and a host of other things. And if you take a look, I mean, we are now a sleep-deprived nation, and it's really causing nasty problems.
Yeah, so now I would say that we are a sleep-deprived nation. We are an inflammation nation, and we are a sleep-deprived nation. Well, and not getting enough sleep probably contributes to that inflammation. So I know you and I have talked about this before. We as a culture used to naturally, kind of without even trying, get a whole heck of a lot more sleep than we are now. Is that true?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, if you go back 130 years ago, the average night's sleep in the United States was 9 hours a night. So for you out there listening, picture what 9 hours a night would feel like. That's what everybody got on average. And we're now down to 6¾ hour on average a night. And if somebody gets 9 hours, they feel like a sleep glutton. What happened 130 years ago? Light bulbs.
Aha. 130 years ago, we stopped getting woken up by the sun and put to sleep by the moon, and we now have artificial light, and that probably has created a tremendous amount of disruption.
Absolutely, and sleep is important, not just for aging healthily and weight. Studies have shown you gain an average 6.5 pounds if you don't get enough sleep. But it's also for immune function, mental function, and a host of other things. So the key thing for people to begin with is to start by making the time. And here's Dr. T's first rule for making time for sleep. Cut out stuff you hate. Some people think, oh, I got to cut out all the stuff I love. No. You make a list of things that you hate. Committee meetings you go to that are a waste of time, even school meetings, a host of things. And then you take a look, and even watching, say, the evening news where you're grinding your teeth after the first 30 seconds, you take that list, you take a big red pen, cross them off. Unless it's something that's going to get you fired or arrested, ditch them and take that time for sleep.
Well, and I bet you that modality alone will, I mean, there's been times where I've just been so reticent or just not wanting to do something. And as soon as I worked my way around to just declining it, the relief that I felt from an anxiety depression perspective was so amazing that it would probably contribute to me having a much, much more better quality night's sleep instead of being anxious about something I didn't really want to do.
Absolutely, Holly. So next time the chairwoman or chairman of the committee on 1,000 ways to waste everybody's time has you looking like a deer in the headlights as they come up, and they're saying, oh, but we need you, you know, they put on all the hooks, only you could do blah, 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 blah. What you do is you, like, look them in the eye and say, I would love to, but my doctor, you can blame it on me, my doctor said he would wring my neck if I took on one more thing. So make me the fall guy, and just go ahead, and, you know, how do they say, instead of 1,000 ways to leave your lover, 1,000 ways to leave things they hate? You know, blame it on anything you want, but just get the heck out. you know.
I feel a blog coming, and I'm actually going to tag you and tell people that they can blame it on you.
There you go.
But also, I mean, I think that's a great. But there, are, you know, I see a lot of people that do a lot of this really whirlwind trips to New York and back to Los Angeles, et cetera. And they take advantage of the modern day conventional Western medication out there to get their sleep. But I got to tell you, as much as my patients are pretty naturally minded, sometimes they're dependent on this. And I think it's one of the worst things that can happen. There are safe, effective herbal remedies that can get the job done too, isn't there?
Absolutely. So I'll give my top three herbals. Number one, there's a mix called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. It's a mix of six herbs that will leave most people sleeping like a puppy. You can find it at any health food store, at nfatigue.com. You can find it anywhere. 2 to 4. You can take them every night or just when needed, and people feel great on it. So that's what I start my people on. There's a second mix for people who have this wide awake at bedtime. You know, tired all day, irritable when hungry, that kind of stuff. You have low adrenal symptoms. But at nighttime, you're ready to hit the pillow and your mind is wide awake. That's because your day and night adrenal cycles are shifted. So a little bit of phosphatidylserine and ashwagandha. There's an excellent product I use called Sleep Tonight. That's also enzymatic therapy. You'll know the first couple nights. So for that group, anxiety during the day or just in general, the smell of lavender. You can take lavender oil and spray it on your pillow. You can put a drop of lavender oil on your upper lip, under your nose. If you don't like the smell of lavender, you can even take it in a pill. There's one called Calm Aid. And
yeah,
they can make all
lovely.
The difference. So all these natural things can leave you really sleeping like a puppy and feeling great without the side effects. And you're less likely to, you know, compared to taking medications, to be found dancing naked on a table in a busy restaurant caught on a YouTube video because you'd end up to remember it because you happen to take the Ambien.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, some of those things that you mentioned, I mean, the revitalizing sleep formula I've used for a long, long time. The oral preparation of lavender, it's just, I mean, and it's got pretty darn good studies behind it, too. I just think that is an amazing, amazing, amazing concoction where you can actually take that clinically studied aromatherapy, take it orally, and get some great results when it comes to anti-anxiety throughout the day and really promoting better sleep at night. Now, one of the things that I also talk to my patients about is like, because they're like, oh, I get 10 hours of sleep or 9 hours of sleep. And then I see, well, do you know, is that solid sleep? No, they are up 6, 7, 8 times doing this, that, or the other thing, whether it's going to the restroom. And I'm thinking, well, in my clinical opinion, unless you can get to sleep and stay asleep and have that quality of sleep of cycling through those 4 stages of sleep, all to where those delta waves are just firing, you're going to probably have it's going to catch up with you. And so what are the most common sleep problems?
Well, you're going to see things like sleep apnea. And so if you snore, if you're overweight, and especially if you fall asleep easily during the day, such as behind the wheel, you have high blood pressure, get a study looking for sleep apnea. Now, you can also just videotape yourself or ask a bed partner. If you keep getting jabbed in the side, you know, by your honey telling you to roll over on your side, that's also a sign. And instead of the elbow, take a tight T-shirt and get an old pocket from any old shirt, put a tennis ball in it, sew it into the small of the back of the T-shirt, and wear that at night. When you lie on your back, the tennis ball in the small of your back will naturally make you roll over without waking you up. And this way, you won't wake up all black and blue.
Such an excellent, excellent idea.
Simple things. You won't hear about it from the drug companies. Another thing you won't hear about from the drug companies, if your legs are jumping all night, like called restless leg syndrome, you're kicking your bed sheets around, your partner around, well, that's not a Requip deficiency. That is an iron deficiency. And the blood test normal ranges, again, are insanely, stupidly unreliable. Get a ferritin blood test, make sure it's over 60, and you may find your restless leg syndrome goes away.
Aha, ferritin. Okay, ask your doctor to run it. We need it over 60. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, thank you so much for helping us wake up and not go to sleep until we're ready, but to get to sleep and stay asleep. This is Mindful Medicine on Radio MD. Dr. Holly Lucille, stay tuned.